CJ, just talk about how disappointing that performance was all the way around.
I mean, of course it was disappointing whenever you lose a game, you know, especially a division game. And, you know, we're a much better football team than what we displayed today. Just the turnovers, the big one that I had with the pass, that was huge. You know, could have probably got some points out of that. And I think if we just clean that up, I think we'll be fine. You know, the main thing I told the guys that I kept preaching on the sideline is we can't let this one loss define our season. You know, of course we wanted to win, but we didn't. But we can't let this one loss define our season. So, you know, we just got to correct the mistakes and get back to work and pretty much get ready for Kansas City. Of course, it hurts. You know, the guys in the locker room, everybody's hurt because we wanted to win it. But, you know, we can't do nothing about it now.
On that fumble, did you think that was a fumble, or did you think?
I didn't think it was, but, you know, the ref, they call what they call. You know, I didn't think I fully had possession of it, but I just got to do a better job of bringing it in. My quarterback did a great job of putting it right where he'd been told to put it, you know, through training camp and through preparation for this game, and it's my job to bring it in. So, you know, I can't leave it up to the refs, so I just got to get better at that this week and the rest of the season.
Talk about what you saw on your touchdown run there and on the couple
of tackles. My offensive line did a great job of hatting those guys up. And, you know, I seen that I was going to have to keep it front side from the blitz that they was bringing. And my receivers and tight ends was doing a great job blocking downfield. And we always say it's going to be one man that we have to beat. And I think it was 30. And the way he was trying to play it, I just knew I had a chance to outrun him. And, you know, broke a couple of tackles and was able to get in the end zone.
It looks like you're going to be
behind so fast there. You know, all of a sudden it was 21-0. How hard was that?
I mean, it's hard when you fall behind 21-0, but, you know, we fell in that position against New England and was able to climb our way back and win the game. But unfortunately, today we wasn't. But hopefully we don't want to be in those positions anymore. So we'll just look at the film and clean up the mistakes and get ready for the next opponent.
Looks like you are going to be the guy again because it didn't look good for Fred there. You were in that position last year. Talk about that challenge moving forward.
Well, I think I'd have prepared myself. You know, I had a great offseason, a full, true NFL offseason. Of course, it hurts to have our leader go down, especially the leader in our running back room. But we always preach is the next man have to step up. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, hopefully we get 22 back as soon as possible.
The way you played today after Fred left the game make you feel more confident if you are going to be the guy to carry the load the rest of the year?
I always had confidence, you know, just having the opportunity. So, you know, my offensive line did all the work today. I pretty much just tried to run fast and make a couple guys miss.